So it was just something that came up in conversation, and I tried it, and sure enough, it works really well. So if you're having trouble at home in the garden getting those seed beds to germinate, try putting a piece of plastic over there to get that soil underneath warmed up. As soon as those seeds are up, then lift that plastic off the top and let them go. But that seems to give them some extra boost and some heat when we're needing it to germinate those beds.
So, so you got bean seeds. What are some of the other ones that could really use some warmth?
Well, cucumbers and melons and squash, and corn especially, all like that soil to be warm. And this is the time that we've put those seeds in and are looking forward to those crops later on. So try it in those beds. If you're having some problems getting those seeds to germinate, see if that's going to help boost those soil temperatures up.
Okay. And, the garden, some things are doing fine with this cool weather. And what are some of the things we can do with, what are you seeing in your garden, and what are some of the things we can do with what we are seeing?
Yeah. And what can we start to eat along the way? We're all hungry for some of these fresh things coming out. So it seems like the cool weather is really a great season for greens, lettuces, and maybe some of the spinaches and things like that. So I'm going out to the garden every day and clipping off some of those leaves off my spinach or my kale, or harvesting heads of lettuce. Really good stuff. If your spinach has sort of reached the end of its lifespan, which means it's tending to bolt and go to seed, you can harvest all that now, pick off those edible leaves and use those in your kitchen, and then take advantage of that extra space that opened up in your garden and reseed it with something else. So to use those spaces up.
Okay. So what are you putting in after spinach?
Well, let's see. I'm going to put in some kale and chard into my garden.
Okay.
So I'm going to feed that directly into those empty holes. I'm going to go ahead and mix in some fertilizers, some deer manure, or whatever I've got hanging around in my garden space.
Mm-hmm.
Mix that into the soil to give it some more food and to reseed.